Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, last show before you hit Port Douglas.
Hit Douglas tomorrow, Rick.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I'll be,
just picture it. Set of Speedos.
That has upset me now.
Lunch needed.
No, let's get on with the show.
No, I don't wear Speedos.
No, I can understand short, why. So.
Righto, let's get on with it. Last week, Rick.
Can I just officially apologise to our listeners for that mental picture that you've
all... Try and get it out of your minds, please.
Gee whiz.
Strapping body. Righto, here we go. Last week, Rick Bross and Light and Gawler, 24 Brosser, 24 goals, 17, defeated Williston, 5-8.
Oh,
I mean, yes. That was probably the match of the round. 20 goals.
Well, you could argue that, yeah. And it's at Williston.
Yeah, it was at Williston.
Yeah, and I was talking to the president, and he was saying...
Who's that?
He's a strong man. He's a strong Williston supporter. And he reckons...
That.
He reckons Williston are the dark horse for the final.
Very dark.
Very dark.
Yeah. Only if they switch the lights off.
They are actually running at Gawler today,
too. Brosser best were probably Shillabeer and Ryswick. Both kicked a bag of goals again. Yeah. Both leading, they're leading the goal kicking, first and second.
Yes, Now, he did, the Prez, he did actually make mention, because I said to him how Shillabeer, and I think we've discussed this before, seems to be a new man possessed. I reckon he's lost some weight, he's running all over the place. And I actually described it in the game that I saw them play against Newry, how he... I mean, for a big, big man, and he is. He's been given license instead of sort of centre half forward. He sort of wanders around and plays as a midfielder as well. And the president said that that's how Roger James used to have him play when he was coaching
there. There you go.
And they won a premiership.
He would know. If anybody know, the Prez would know.
Correct.
Yep.
So.
And for Williston, we had Holloway and Maxie Fraser back in the best again, so having a good year, young Max. So we've got the next game is South versus Newry, which I believe you saw, Rick.
I did indeed. And it was, again, one of those sorts of games where you really thought that South was sort of going to totally break away and really didn't. I mean, they've won the game comfortably.
It was a big first quarter, wasn't it? Something to 4 points.
Yeah, that's right.
Three or four goals.
In a sense, if you want to make a case for Newry, you can argue that the lead only got a couple of goals further out in the last three quarters. But you never gained a sense that Newry were ever in control or likely to be so.
And everyone's got injuries, but Newry do have a few big ones. I see Jenner didn't play. Obviously, right. Baldwin's still not back with that knee. Henke, I think, was down at Central.
They got some key players out. And you can only put this mob that's available on the track. And although that quite often is the case where, you know, players come, players go, to counteract the argument, although they'd obviously hopefully be better side with them all in, they had them all in when they played Barossa and Barossa beat them.
I'll put you on the spot. South's best players, they weren't listed, Rick. Can you think of a couple of...
Burton was good. The guy who really impresses me, and he's built like a drink of water, but Lachlan Arnold, their big, tall number eight ruckman, he's like a leaping gazelle.
I haven't seen him.
Oh, right. Oh, very impressive. And he's young and leaping, and therefore your Pisanis and little blokes
get in
the game.
Fair enough. I put you on the spot there, Rick.
Oh, well, the other guy who, you know, Paddy White, He was wearing the headband. He looks a bit like you, except he's got talent and you haven't.
but he didn't see me in my heyday.
The thing with Paddy White is he is almost the rebounder creator of their attack.
Yep.
And he's not a he's not afraid to run off whoever he's on at centre half, back, or wherever. And it, but it works out really well because you've got Judd Smith, who is the the old fashioned reliable full back and covers a multitude of sins if there's a hole created. So I mean, they're a good side.
And for Nuri Gregorki again should win the medal, I think.
Honestly, without him, his first quarter, even though they got knocked over bad, well, you know, they were only a few points, but he got 10,000 touches.
Yeah. 10,000, that's a lot.
Well, it was probably
I thought it was the last person to get 10,000, I think.
Couple short of 10, but no, he played very well.
Yeah, and Greats was the other one for Newry. Going on the next game, Tanunda and Angaston at Angaston it was. Quickly, Rick, some breaking news this week.
Oh, yes.
Well, it was actually last week, Friday, I believe. Trent and Chloe Gers, Trent who we know from the cricket season.
We do.
Tanunda captain in the footy. And obviously his dad, Chris.
Yes.
Chris, the great...
The, well, great curator extraordinaire. Yes.
Yep. They had a baby girl, Ivy, on Friday, I believe.
Oh, so, well done, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, the grandpa or pop, and to Trent and Chloe, congratulations.
Congratulations.
On the girl.
Well done.
So going into that game, he was probably pretty tired on Saturday. Old Trent, he kicked the goal too. Tanunda, 12-11. Angaston 9-7. He didn't get in the best players. We got Traynor. He kicked a bag of goals. He kicked six. And Brooksy was second best. And for Angaston, McInerney and Miles. So,
well, the interesting thing is talking to the Prez again, who was...
He seems to know a lot.
He was he was present at that game. Yep. And I'd made comment, I think, to you in previous shows that Sammy Cahoon with his hammy, et cetera, was struggling. He actually, according to the Prez, got through the entire game. So maybe he's back.
Yeah, but he kicked a couple.
He did kick a couple. Yeah. But they need more than Sammy back to...
Yep. I did hear a whisper. I won't break that news, but I did hear a whisper what Tanunda are up to for next year. But anyway, that's another story we heard.
What if they retired from this year already?
Well, I don't know. Anyway, Central, Gawler Central. I think we did. We both tipped Gawler Central. 14-12 accounted for Freeling 8-12.
Yeah, well, I mean, a win is a win is a win, and Gawler Central are on the way up, but, I mean, you can't measure anything by...
No, playing. And Charlie was outstanding again, apparently, and Mitchell was second best for them. Hazeldine and Poulton were best for Freeling, best and second best there. So, quickly, Rick, while we're on the BLNG, we'll have a quick look at... We won't go through the whole... We'll go to the top five or six. South Gawler sitting on top, 6-0.
Yeah, well, it's an appropriate time to have a quick look now that we've got the week's break.
Yeah, got the week off this week.
And, I mean, obviously they still haven't gone through the entire first round. There's a couple of sides that have played one game less.
Yeah, a couple of breaks.
But, I mean, South are so far ahead, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and Barossa 6-1, obviously haven't had the bye. Newry 5-2.
Can I just interrupt you there?
Yes.
Because... There is the indication of the unequalness of the competition. You've got South and Barossa at the top of the table with 6 wins each, and you can probably read the score when Barossa played South in I think it was the first round at the top there. Phil,
Barossa played Tanunda first round.
Well, a couple down. South played Barossa, and the score. Was
I can't see it there, Rick. But
I'm sure it's.
I reckon it's about 10 goals.
Oh, it was easily 10 goals.
It was. I'm pretty sure it was around about the 10.
Here we go. Barossa 61, South 131.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the score in Team One playing Team Two.
Yeah, that's right. I mean. Yeah, there's a bit of a gap. And then we go to 3-3, Williston on 3-3, and Central on 3-3. So they're 4th and 5th. Then we go to Tanunda. We'll go down as far as Tanunda, 2-4.
Yeah.
So they're probably, the top six can make it, but it's really only top three, isn't it?
Well, I honestly believe, the three that you've said, which would be Williston, South, Gawler Central, Tanunda,
They're only going to make it up, aren't they?
They are going to make up fourth position, one of them, and that's a bit of a raffle to see who'll get that. Yeah. But the competition is between, simply as you've just said, the top three, South, Barossa and Newry, and you know, you'd be a very brave man to say anything other than that. One last mention of the Prez.
Oh.
He's predicted, very much dancing to the different tune, he's predicted that the grand final will be between Newry Upta and Barossa. He doesn't think
so. He had been drinking then. What was he on? You've got to be joking. He's on something.
I took a couple of his pills and I flew home.
Yeah. Wow, that's a big statement.
It is a big statement.
I mean, south of that far out in front, it's not funny. Look, Rick, just going on that, let's say Barossa.
Sorry, all those comments I've made about the present are alleged.
Of course,
we had to cover
it. Okay, yep. Barossa, 20. Yeah, if they finish third and Williston fourth, it could be a 24-goal 17 to 5-goal 8,
that's right,
which was Saturday, a scoreline for a semi-final. That'd be handy to watch, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be exciting.
Okay, well, let's get
now,
on.
Now, the only thing that I have heard, yes, sorry for interrupting, well, I didn't realise this.
From the press?
I'm not sure it was, but I heard a rumour,
yes,
am I right, that the grand final is being played at Lindock Oval?
No, I hadn't heard that. No, I don't know where. I'm not too sure. It'd be in it'd be all written down somewhere. It's been at Lindock about, eight years ago. It was a grand final at Lindock. Barossa won it there.
They mightn't. It's not a big oval, is it?
It'd probably say it in there. You got it there or not?
Well, that's probably right. The only thing that the program says is the Barossa district host.
It certainly won't be at Williamstown.
So it will be at Lindock.
Yeah, Lindock. Well, there you go. Yeah, I remember no parking around the outside at all, or very limited, and you walk in.
Yeah.
And it's a right if it's a fine day. If it's a wet day, everyone gets wet because
I won't be going after last week. Last year at Angaston, I'm not going through that again.
Bit soft. Okay, let's get on to the AFL.
A few blokes called me soft when I used to take guard.
Okay, let's get on to the AFL. Caught me by one tip on the weekend, Rick. Still one in front, one clear one in front, plenty of percentage.
What I'm more concerned about is the grass just slowly.
And then this week you tip the Bulldogs. Okay, let's get into it. Sydney versus St Kilda.
Sydney.
Sydney for me, in Sydney. Bulldogs versus Port.
Bulldogs, very good under the roof at Marvel.
Port.
Well, Hawks. The biggest problem Porter got is that Charlie's playing.
Charlie's in. Charlie will be in.
So they say.
Yeah. Hawks versus Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Brisbane for me. Adelaide versus West Coast.
Adelaide.
Adelaide for me. 2 weeks in a row I've tipped them. Let me down up there at Darwin last week. Anyway, Frio versus Richmond.
Well, it should be a very, very good game. I'm going for Frio.
I am too. At home?
Yes.
That's the form's the not major too reason. Bad.
That's right.
North versus GWS.
GWS.
GWS for me. Very disappointing last week, I thought, Rick, in those dying minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what.
About a minute or two to go, they would not chase, and there was four or five Richmond guys coming out the pack. Anyway, Carlton and Essendon.
Well, they're both
two funny teams, aren't they?
They're both overrated, but particularly Carlton. I'm going for Essendon.
Yeah, Essendon for me too. Melbourne and Collingwood, the match of the round,
and it will be. I mean, really, it's a toss of the coin, but I'm going for Collingwood.
Collingwood for me.
Melbourne aren't firing at the present time.
Not really.
There's been a lot of talk. I mean, their great midfielder, Petrarca,
Oliver's been out, so I think he's back this week.
Yes, he is. But I think that, and you know, De Goey not playing.
Three weeks?
Well,
off to Bali, they reckon. Off to Bali. Bit of the old.
And he picked up a couple of the pills from the prez. I heard he flew over. Anyway,
on the same
but
year.
He is a very important player.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, silly. God.
But I'm still gonna go for Collingwood.
Same here. But he is a big playmaker. But they got good depth. You have a look at the half a dozen in the reserves that could be up playing there and. Righto, that's the AFL done. One different this week, Rick, so we're either going to be equal or we'll be two ahead.
Very good.
Two ahead, I think.
Well, we are beginning to run out of time. I just wanted to mention, which is fantastic for the image, more than anything, of Australian soccer, that our great mate, Ange Poster,
he Coglu.
Is the first Australian. Okay, technically he was born in Greece, but he's lived his entire life in Australia, basically. First Australian ever to be given the Guernsey of coaching a Premier League English soccer team.
What sort of figure we got on his head there?
Who knows?
It would 100 million or something?
It would be plenty.
For the first 10 minutes he's there.
And they've signed him for 2 years with an option for a third.
Wow.
And his track record as a coach is very, very impressive. Yep. So that is fantastic.
It is fantastic. That's indeed. Good. Any cricket?
Well,
what's happening in the cricket
Phil,
world?
I thought you'd have delayed your holiday because the World Cup Test starts tonight as we record this show.
Wow.
India versus Australia on neutral territory. And it will be a very, very fascinating and interesting game.
Who's going to win?
You've forced me to the issue. I'm going to go for India only because I am less than convinced about Australia's batting lineup. Forget it, you know.
Davey Oatman again, haven't we?
Well, he is. He is. The whole of the order, that you've got a question mark. If you go back into history of how people perform in England, Warner, less than an average of 10 in the last Test series. You know, that's the whole point. Our other great supposed saviour, Travis Head, performed poorly in England. I don't know what they'll do, but, you know, Smith got knocked over by Archer when he got concussed and has never quite been the same player since. Right, I'm only going, I'll say, because of Australia's suspect batting lineup, I'm going for India.
Okay.
And they've made one smart move, Australia, and that is that Boland is in the side.
Oh, that's, what a move. I mean, he bowls at the stumps.
He's spot on. He has worked out something that most of the modern day bowlers have not been able to fathom. If you bowl at the top of the off stump and actually make batsmen play a stroke, there's a big chance they'll make an error.
He is good to watch. I like watching. And he's a real workhorse. He'll bowl all day, basically. Yep.
So I hope he does really well.
So do I like him.
You know, he's the modern day Terry Alderman, I would have
thought. Oh, yeah. Or Rodney Hogg or somebody like that. They bowl at the stumps.
So anyway, as we are about to leave and wish you bon voyage.
Bon voyage, yes. Speedos, sun.
No, we've just got over that. He's arrived late for cricket practice and the coach was furious. "Why are you so late?" he asked. "Well," he answered, "I was late when I started from home." "Well, why didn't you start earlier?" "Because it was too late to start early."
Oh, quickly, Rick, I just saw something on the Facebook site. Jumbo, who we had on here, Darren James, had a bit of a, exciting moment yesterday at his work. Greg Chappell come in for, I don't know, whether it's a new set of tyres or a tyre alignment or whatever it was.
You've officially upset the whole apple cart because Greg, I think I've said this to you privately, has snuck back into Adelaide and didn't really want to know.
He lives back in town.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that. I thought he's still in Queensland.
And he's deliberately tried to keep a low profile. Oh, okay. So you've now just
well, there you go. No, well, Jumbo had it on the thing. Now, well, he's
shot to pieces.
Oh, I said to Jumbo, there's quite a few good test match played between you there.
All right, well, have a wonderful trip.
Thank you very much.
And until next week or whenever it's going to be.
It'll be next week.
It will be.
I'll be back.
Okay. All right, and I hope you've enjoyed it, team. Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.